What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Because you know, like at camps and stuff like this, you take the ball out, you ain't getting the ball back. Like, you the last one up the court, they already did their thing. So I stopped there, and I just got into a rhythm and started hooping.
The Lakers should sign Trae Young this summer.
They got to kind of start preparing for, like, if LeBron's last year is this year or next year, whenever it is. And I feel like a pick and roll with AD and a guy like Trae Young would be deadly.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Ton of talent. I want to go two ways with Drew Holiday, but I'm going to have to go with Reggie Miller as my two. At my three, actually, I'm going to flip this. I'm going to go Drew Holiday at my two. I'm going to put Reggie at my three. I'm going to put Kevin Love at my four. And I'm going to put Kareem at center to bust Boogie's ass. So I got Barron, Drew Holiday, Reggie Miller, Kevin Love, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Okay.
Bring out the brooms. Y'all getting swept, man.
You think so?
Y'all getting swept.
BD, Reggie Miller, Drew.
Holiday, BD,
Kevin Love.
That ain't going to get the win. That's cool dudes. We cool with them. We cool with a lot of them. when they come to playing 5-5 against that five.
Let the March Madness begin. The NCAA tournament is officially underway, and the games are being played all around the country. And the best way to track a schedule and tickets is with Game Time. I just pulled up the app, and I can see that all the games are here at Crypto Arena at the end of the month. That's what's great about the Game Time app. I can see the whole NCAA tournament schedule, or just look to see when the tournament's going to be near me. Game Time has the best layout, hands down. I'm always checking the Game Time app for upcoming events. It's nice to have an app that's 100% reliable with a money-back guarantee, so I know I'm getting the best deals on tickets. And the Game Time app always comes through with the last-minute deals. I'm going to concerts and games this year because of Game Time. I just pick the section, and I can see the view from my seats. Game Time picks the seats for the best price. I take out the frustration and guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app. Create an account, use the code SMOKE for $20 off your first purchase. That's code SMOKE for $20 off of your first purchase. Download the Game Time app. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. Every year, millions of people fill out a bracket for March Madness. But did you know the chance of getting a perfect bracket is 1 in 120 billion?
So I'm going to submit my inevitably broken bracket to CoorsLight.com /March Hoops. Predicting the perfect bracket is damn near impossible. But scoring some cold, hard cash or cool prizes is possible.
Now that I've let go of my imperfect predictions for the tournament, I choose to chill and crack open an ice-cold Coors Light. I'm not letting my bracket break me. I choose chill and choose Coors Light this March.
Look out for some dope prizes throughout the tournament at CoorsLight.com/March Hoops.
There's 67 games in the NCAA tournament, so that's 67 opportunities to crack open a Coors Light when the mountains turn blue on the bottles. I love Coors Light. It's my beverage of choice because it's refreshing and easy to drink.
And it's easy to get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/smoke. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Welcome back. Unplugged, our weekly look at what's going on out there. We got a special guest today, friend of the program, brother of the team, DeMarcus Cousins. Welcome to the show. Stack, Boog, what's up, fellas?
What's up with it, bro?
My next show is going to be from the new crib. I'm excited.
Hey. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Congrats on that, bro.
Looking forward to a new environment. Boogie, going back to Taiwan, second deal with the Beer Leopards. Congratulations. Mm-hmm.
Appreciate you, bro. Fuck that. I wanted him in the big three. Fuck that.
No, I don't. Fuck the big three. I don't fuck with you.
Congrats, dog. Congrats, boy.
Appreciate it, bro.
So how old are you right now?
I'm 33.
Yeah, so you definitely still got some juice in the legs. How was the last experience out there and what took you back?
Bro, it was amazing. Just the love, how genuine the people are, how kind the people are, hospitality, you know, everything. Everything you can imagine and want, you know, coming to a new environment or a new place. So, you know, they definitely made it worth my while. I enjoyed my time over there. You know, I've built some really good relationships over there. Met some really cool people. So I'm excited to be back. You know, I look forward to my future, you know, moving forward with the team and the organization. And, you know, I'm just enjoying life, bro. I still love the game of hoop. So I'm a get it in where I can, you know what I mean? And outside of that, you know, I'm still expanding, you know, my horizons, trying to spread my wings and feel my way through this, you know, this thing called life. So that's just where I'm at right now. And, you know, I'm dabbling in everything. So I'm in a good place.
Solid pay?
Come on, man. You know me, Brody.
Yeah, so it got to be solid. Love that part.
We're going to get to it. We're going to get to it.
And it's not even that. What'd you say? It's about 50, 60 days? So a couple months
I'm
only,
be
right?
Out there, yeah, it's like a month and a half, something like that. Okay. So, you know, we finish up the end bit of regular season, and then you know, off into the playoffs to help this
team.
You
in shape? You know, you ready to rock? You ready to go?
I'm ready to go, bro. Absolutely, yeah, ready to
That's
go.
That's dope. How much juice you feel like you still got in your game? You know, you said you're 33. Obviously, the goal is to get back in the NBA, and for whatever reason, that's not happening. You mm-hmm. still play the game. How much longer do you see yourself playing?
Honestly, man, you know, God willing, my body holds up. You know, I put a lot of time into my body at this stage in my career to, you know, just keep this engine going. But, you know, God willing, if my body holds up, I could play this game, you know, until I'm 40, bro, just with the way I play the game. I understand the game. I've never really relied on athleticism. I've always used – I don't get a lot of credit for it for whatever reason, but – I've always tried to use my IQ to, you know, get me through the game. But, you know, I think I got a lot left in the tank. I can help a lot of teams. But, you know, like I said, I'm also in this space where I'm going to go where I'm wanted and appreciate it. You know what I mean? So, you know, I ain't begging nor kissing ass to make nothing happen. Y'all know what I can do. Y'all know what I bring. And, you know, if the opportunity presents itself, you know, I'm going to be a pro and, you know, go in and do what I do.
What do you feel like the level of play is out there for those who are not familiar with the league? Can you compare it to a level of play?
You kind of get put in this place of, you know, once you become a pro and that's all you've really experienced, this isn't necessarily for everybody. It's just for certain individuals. And I'm guilty of that. I had the luxury of only, you know, playing in the NBA. I never experienced the G League. I never had to do any of those type of things. So I was ignorant to, you know, the talent and just basketball. And obviously we all got homies that we feel like could make it, but you know, you sometimes put this narrative like, man, well shit, if you're good enough, you'll make it regardless. And that's just not necessarily the case. So it's not always about what you know. Sometimes it's who you know. You know, everybody isn't presented the opportunity. Everybody isn't putting put in a position to succeed. It is coaches that sabotage motherfuckers out here. That's a real thing. So it's a lot of, you know, different scenarios as to why you can't, you know, display your talent at the so-called considered highest level. So, you know, I've earned a new respect for it because I've realized, man, there's some really good basketball players all over the world, bro, and can play at a high level. And, you know, I'm glad I am experiencing this side of the game because it's opened my eyes so much. And, you know, and at the end of the day, it really helps you appreciate the game as a whole and what it's done on a worldwide basis.
Considering it's March Madness, Selection Sunday was yesterday. The tournament is right around the corner. And we have Boog today. So Kentucky and UCLA are the two of the most, you know, obviously prestigious schools. National championships, turning out pros. Currently, Kentucky has 132 players they put in the league. UCLA, 102. So Boogie and I are going to pick our all-time starting five from both of our respective schools. And Jack is going to tell me, or tell us, tell y'all, which team he thinks is better. So Boogie, we're going to start with you. You're the guest. Kentucky, a long list of killers. Who's your five?
This is going to be easy for me. At PG, I'm going with John Wall. You know, he basically started, you know, this whole way. So you got to show respect to, you know, what's been done. Shooting guard, I'm going with D-Book. Small forward, I think we need the length and the defense to go along with shot making. I'm going to go with Tayshaun Prince. Power forward, obviously Anthony Davis, another, you know, founder of this shit. And at center, I'm going with myself. We're going to hold the paint down and dominate. So
that's a tough five.
Good luck, Matt.
For real, I was about to say, that's a tough ass five. So I got a question to our panel in here. Are we going, I mean, what kind of, because I mean, obviously we got Kareem and Bill Walton on this list, but are we playing that kind of game? We playing the new game? What kind of game we playing, man? We playing current basketball?
If you put Bill Walton on your team, you lose. I'm telling you that now.
Hey, Bill Walton had a lot of game, bro.
Yeah, yeah, Jelani too. Jelani too.
Jelani on the team, you going to lose?
Man.
That's fucked
boy
up.
Boy, don't stand a chance. He don't stand a chance. He got a guard number 15 on the other side. Ooh, he don't stand a chance.
Right. So my point guard, I mean, there's a long list. I mean, we got Westbrook, Lonzo Ball right here. But I think I'm going to go with the healthy Baron Davis at my point. At the two guard, a ton of talent. I want to go two ways with Drew Holiday, but I'm going to have to go with Reggie Miller as my two. At my actually, I'm going to flip this. I'm going to go Drew Holiday at my two. I'm going to put Reggie at my three. I'm going to put Kevin Love at my four. And I'm going to put Kareem as center to bust Boogie's ass. So I got Baron, Drew Holiday, Reggie Miller, Kevin Love, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Okay.
Bring out the brooms. Y'all getting swept, Matt.
You think so?
Y'all getting
BD,
swept,
BD, Reggie Miller, Drew.
Holiday, BD.
Kevin Love.
That ain't going to get the win. That's cool dudes. We cool with them. We cool with a lot of them. When it comes to playing 5-5 against that five.
I'm about to say, I don't. I mean, in fairness, I don't know. Is there a school that you could really fuck with all time over?
Yeah,
I give you a better
UCLA lineup.
Okay,
than
what's
that.
You see the UCLA lineup? Who you going with?
I'm going with Russ, okay. DD, you, okay. Kevin Love, and Jelani. I ride with that. Before I ride with that other shit you put out there.
So you wouldn't have Kareem on there?
But they gonna battle harder than the niggas that he put out there the first time.
That ain't gonna work. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
You gotta think Kev Love was a killer in college and a killer really.
Yeah, but he got a guard. Cleveland. Yeah, he got a guard.
But you got a guard too. You got a guard too.
I'm cool with that. I'm cool.
Yeah. No. Hey, you stop acting like you playing every position, Boogie. We talking about
Anthony Davis. I'm talking about
that's Anthony what we talking Davis. About. You don't know who's gonna show up.
Ain't nobody worried about that. I know who gonna show up. That nigga that was next to me in New Orleans, that's who gonna show up.
If that's the 80 you bring it, then it's a different story. If you bring it that,
I'm telling you,
New Orleans,
I put batteries in niggas' back. But I mean, bro. I know what's up.
Like I said before, is there a college that could really match up? I mean, we could probably do a Duke lineup that might be able to, but I don't really know if there's any college, to be honest with you. I mean, Kentucky's had a hell of a run. You know what I mean? So
Kentucky's definitely had a hell
North
of a
Carolina,
run.
You know, you throw it
as of recently, no.
North Carolina can put up a five.
not as of recently.
And older, definitely not. I'm just saying.
We talking about, if we take it back in the day, I think we can definitely, you know, make some challenging lists. But
with Sheed and Stackhouse now?
Absolutely. MJ, hell yeah. Hell
Sam
yeah.
Sam Perkins, yeah. Worthy, Sheed.
Jameson was
disagreeing. I'm not disagreeing, brother. Yeah. Nah, not at all.
But current, yeah, I don't think anyone could really fuck with
Kentucky. Kentucky got it by a landslide. There ain't no question about that, though.
Yeah, I mean,
Jelani ain't got a chance, though.
Damn, he's going. Hey, Boogie wasn't around.
Boogie didn't have his way. He had his way with Jelani before something.
Boogie was still peeing on himself when jumping Jelani McCoy was jumping Jelani McCoy, a Playboy All-American. Boogie was still peeing on himself back in them days. So he don't know about Kyler Jelani that got suspended for smoking too much weed. That was a different Jelani back then. Speaking of the tournament, there's been a ton of historical shots and moments. Right now, we're going to go through a handful of them. We're going to pick what one we feel like is our special to us, and then we're also going to leave it up to our fans to let them decide what moment they feel was best. And we'll start with Kemba Walker's game winner, his step back, and just his run to get to the tournament that year was crazy. I remember Randolph Childress crossed over. Who did he cross over? Jeff McGinnis? And told him to come here and still hit that jumper. Christian Laettner's greatness in college, arguably one of the greatest college players of all time. His game-winning shot. Chris Jenkins, game winner. UCLA Bruin Tyus Edney took it the length of the floor to get the game winner. Jalen Suggs, I think it was against UCLA, the half-court buzzer beater. MJ's mid-ranger to win a championship. So those I listed. Any other you guys got? And if so, what are, from that list I gave you guys, something that you feel like is one of the best college moments?
What's the kid name from Villanova?
Chris Jenkins.
Is it Chris Jenkins, right?
Yeah,
Chris Jenkins. The game winner not too long ago.
Yeah. I like that. That one right there was big.
3 seconds at midcourt.
Jenkins
gives it to Jenkins for the championship.
So that would be yours, Chris Jenkins, game winner?
Yeah.
Villanova versus UNC for the win?
I go with Chris Jenkins or Kimba because the way Kimba did that dude shouldn't play basketball no more after that.
That's my choice right there.
Kimba?
Every team should see that video and be like, nah, bro.
That's it?
Mm-mm. That's it.
I'm going to go with, man, that Jalen Suggs shit was heartbreaking against us. But it was a great shot. So I'm probably going to go with that Jalen Suggs half quarter.
Gonzaga has time to do something. Suggs for the win. Oh, yes!
That's our picks. You guys decide what you like, and we'll see who comes up with it.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, CJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't Nick.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
We're going to go back to and talk a little bit about Kentucky. Boogie, you were at a pivotal point when they, you know, they changed the rules about being able to go to the league. You and John were both one and done over there, Kentucky. But, you know, some say, as we were talking before, you know, that run with, you know, you and John and then obviously Greg Oden and KD, they say it kind of save college basketball at the time because there's just a lot of uncertainty what was going on. But your freshman year, 15, 10, two blocks, All-American, led the SEC in rebounds. Your team went 35-3, lost to West Virginia in the Elite Eight, who was headed by Coach Joe Mazzulla over there in Boston. He was giving Boogie post-work all game, and that's why they lost. But talk to us about your college experience. Obviously, I think I saw you – or I did I see you talking about it, or you and John talking about it not too long ago, just about, you know, how heartbroken he was when you guys lost. And, you know, obviously you were looking towards everything he had done and what was next. But what was that Kentucky run, and how special, while we're talking about Kentucky, is Coach Calipari? Not obviously not a ton of one national championship, but we feel like his presence in the game will always be remembered, and probably more than just in the coaching space. I'm sure he seems like a dope dude too. So talk to us about Kentucky, Coach Cal, and your run in college.
Man, college was, you know, one of the best experiences of my life. It was a big transition period for me. Definitely the most fun I've ever had, you know, playing a game of basketball. You know, it was young kids put on a huge – and it's crazy because us going in, I don't even think we realized how big of a stage we were really on. Because if people remember, originally we were going to Memphis. This was Cal's – this is when Cal left Memphis going to Kentucky. So
your class was going to go to Memphis with Cal? So you were going for Cal?
I was committed to Memphis.
I didn't know that. So who else? So that was John was committed to Memphis too?
John was still coming along. He hadn't committed. He had to do the grand finale shit. You know what I'm saying? But Blesso was coming. We also had at the time Xavier Henry.
Oh, he was nice.
Who
lefty.
Ended up.
Absolutely. Where'd he go to Xavier?
He ended up going to Kansas.
Kansas.
Okay. Once Cal left, he ended up going to Kansas. We followed to Kentucky. I don't know why he didn't follow, but yeah. We went to a situation where the stage was way bigger than we ever expected. And honestly, it was Eric Blesso included. And I say we as in us three because we did everything together. Like we figured the shit out together, all of that. But with that being said, it was, you know, we made the best of our situation. You know, it made us grow up. Us all coming from similar backgrounds, you know, that was the most relatable thing for us. So that's why I say we kind of figured it out. You know, we weren't, you know, the typical kids that were kind of groomed up to be pros and things of that nature. We were, you know, kids from an environment. We figured out how to make it out and we made the best of our situation. So college changed us. It turned us into, you know, young adults, young men. And when it came to Cal, you know, that was probably the most important piece for our, you know, our growth as young men. He prepared us to be pros. He didn't treat us like kids. He didn't treat us like college kids or collegiate athletes. He prepared us to be a pro, so he treated us like one. And he expected us to act as such. So, you know, he put a lot of pressure on us. And, you know, that also determined, you know, if we were ready for this shit or not. And obviously, we passed that test. So, with that, you know, when it comes to Cal and just his ability, you know, to bring the best out of you, you know, help you understand the game as a whole and not just as an individual, because that's a real thing for up and coming hoopers. It's hard for young talented guys to look past themselves when it's time to, you know, really learn how to play the game and be amongst other pros and other talent. So that's something that Cal is not good at, but great at. And, you know, when it comes to Cal, obviously, it's, you know, he doesn't have the historic, you know, thing where he's got 20 championships and, you know, typical, you know, Hall of Fame coach thing. But even though he does has one championship, I kind of put Cal in that, you know, that Allen Iverson type, you know, category where his influence on the game and what he brought to the culture and how he changed the culture. And I think it's something that's forever lasting. And I honestly feel like Cal was way ahead of his time. And it's the same thing that goes with Allen Iverson, because you look at today's game and how people, you know, carry themselves, dress, the tattoos, the fashion, it's all good. You know what I mean? So, and, you know, he was the pioneer for that. So I think Cal is the pioneer for, you know, this one and done thing, really embracing it to what we see today to now, you know, kids are getting paid just to go to college. You know what I'm saying? I think Cal was, and I'm not saying, and obviously it sounds like I'm saying something otherwise. That wasn't the case. Well, at least not for me. But I think he was the pioneer of this shit. And I think he stapled himself in, you know, basketball history, college basketball history. And, you know, he's more than deserving of that.
Even though he only has one championship book, I think he'll still be remembered as one of the greatest coaches of all time when it comes to college. You know, similar, obviously, AI, yeah. You know, only 2 years, no championships, but he'll still be one of the greatest players. And I think another thing, point you touched on, which is great, Cal embraced that one and done. A lot of these bigger universities still have a hard time doing it. Duke doesn't like it. I know UCLA doesn't like it. Like, these bigger schools, these traditional schools don't like the one and done, but Cal embraced that shit and made it fun. And that's why I feel like they still continue to get these top players, because they are okay with, hey, come in. I'm like you said, from the rip, I'm gonna treat you like a pro. And if at the end of this year, if it's time to go, it's time to go. And it was a fun year. And I think kids appreciate that, you know, cause like I said, UCLA is not big on the one and dones. I mean, Mick Cronin doesn't really even barely plays freshmen at UCLA. And I think that kind of slows down the process of even getting some of these top kids. So currently, Cal has 47 players in the league, and six of this past season all-stars came from Coach Cal. You know what I mean? So not only that, guy signing max deals. What do you think, Boogie, as obviously someone who was around him and coached by him, and he's still, you know, a part of your life, what do you think his secret to success is? Is the way he's real, or his ability to communicate with you guys? What makes Cal so special?
First off, is honesty. You know, Kyle ain't putting sugar on shit and trying to sell it to you. You know what I mean? So he going to be 100% straight up with you. And he also has an eye for talent. He knows what fits his system. He knows what, you know, he knows what type of players he can bring the best out of. He knows what type of players he can, you know, increase their abilities, all of these things. So he has an eye for that. And I think he just has a talent for, you know, managing talent. Like, that's a real thing.
That's a talent,
you know,
in itself.
A lot of coaches.
A lot
it
of
is,
talent,
but
yeah.
A lot of coaches lack that, and right. They struggle with that part
yep.
of coaching. That's something that doesn't get highlighted enough. So with those things, I think that's what, you know, that's what you get out of Kyle. And as a player and as a young kid at one point trying to become a pro and get to that next level, that was something that, you know, meant the world to me, that I could have a coach that wasn't going to, you know, tell me a lie, tell me everything I wanted to hear, and also just be straight up, like, look, you do this, this, and this, I can help you become a pro. But it's also on you to do this, this, and this.
Absolutely.
Now, I can lead you to the water, but it's up to you to go drink it. You know what I mean? And, you know, that's one of the things I appreciated mostly about God.
For sure.
That motherfucker did lie to me, though. He did lie to me in my recruitment. That motherfucker told me I was going to be bringing the ball up. Man, I tried in my first practice. Man, I didn't even turn the ball over. He blew the whistle, stopped the practice. He like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, I got John Wall, the projected number one point guard, coming out, and I got my fucking center bringing the ball up. And in that moment, I'm like, damn, this motherfucker lied to me, bro. Like, but in actuality, that shit helped me. It opened up other areas of my game. It helped me understand how to be a big when I needed to be, and you know, it helped me balance out my talent. So in a way, it helped in the long run.
That's dope. Shout out Coach Cal.
Shout out to Cal.
This
man.
Current Kentucky team has possibly four new NBA prospects on the horizon. Obviously, Rob Dillingham, which everyone's going crazy over. Our brother, DeJuan Wagner's son, DJ Wagner. Rex Shepard, who is super high on people's boards. They're talking about him top two or three. And then Aaron Bradshaw. Boogie, out of those four.
They're all wrong.
What do you mean?
Justin Jefferson going to be the coldest out of all of them. Watch. He going to be the best NBA player out of all of them. Watch. Remember I said that?
Justin Edwards.
He's going to be the best pro out of all of them. Watch. Remember I said that?
He's not coming out this year, though, is he?
Or is possibly.
Possibly. I think he will. Mm. He might be that fifth guy. Mm.
Well, Boog, talk to us about these four right here.
Man, all super talented guys. I think they all got the ability to, you know, get to that next level. Rob,
I know I'm 6'8", Boog.
That's facts. But hey, this is a small man's league now, so it's all good. Rob Dillingham being, you know, kind of the brightest name on this team. Obviously, I think he's the most talented, you know, could possibly have the most potential, you know, long-term, an electric player. Kyrie Irving-ish, you know, when it comes to, you know, being as crafty as he is with the ball, being able to create off the dribble, things of that nature, using the dribble to create as well. So Kyrie Irving-ish. DJ Wagner, we all know, you know, son of DeJuan Wagner. Wow. Reed Shepard, also another pro son. I think he'll be 15, possibly 20-year pro if he wants to be. He's that good. He can fit any role, plays both sides of the ball, IQ through the roof. Probably a coach's dream when it comes to, you know, having certain players on your team. Like I said, he's a do-it-all player, knows how to play the right way, can fit any system. So I think any coach wants that. I do agree with you, Stack. Justin Edwards does have a lot of potential.
His ceiling high.
He has a very high ceiling. He's a 6'7", 6'8", wing, can do it all, athletic. But, you know, he is still putting things together. This tournament run is, you know, make or break to see if he will take that next step with entering the league or,
facts,
you know, coming back for that season. He hasn't had the greatest season. He has shown flashes, though, shown a lot of, you know, potential. But, you know, this run is going to determine a lot for him, and I think that goes for the big fella Bradshaw as well. He got to fall in love with that weight room. He has all the potential to, you know, and intangibles to be something special at the pro level, but you got to take care of his body and have his body go to the next level. You know, shot blocker, can knock down outside shots, can run the floor really well. Like I said, the next part is, you know, building up his strength and body. But, you know, I think all these kids are, like I said, very, very talented. I hope I didn't skip out on any. DJ Wagner. You know, he was number one kid coming out of high school. So it's a lot that comes with that. You know, he's struggled a bit with finding his identity in college, which is, you know, a hard thing, especially when you're training to be the pro game and the college game is two different things, even though it's, you know, it's basketball. You know what I mean? But it's two different things. And I think DJ Wagner has more of a pro game. So it's kind of hard to find your identity at the collegiate level. But, you know, the flashes are there. Obviously, he's full of potential being the young kid that he is, but he's still figuring it out. And I also think this tournament run, you know, will make or break his decision as well. But one thing I do love about the kid is the way that he competes on the defensive end. So that's going to always, you know, be in his favor. So, but as far as who I think, you know, long run, I'm as of right now, I'm going to put my money on Reed Shepard as, you know, the best pro career. And that's more so because of, like I said, he's a coach's dream, like when it comes to intangibles as a player.
We've seen a lot of players like that before and they get to the league and you don't see him from them no more, so I want to see it.
Who is that?
Reed Shepard. We've seen a lot of Reed Shepards.
Like who? Tyler Hero? Nah. Tyler Hero's doing his thing. He's a Reed Shepard.
everybody was just saying Austin Reaves was an all-star. Now they ain't talking about him no more. So we didn't hear this type of stuff before.
Who the fuck said that?
Yeah, I said a lot that? Of people. Matt, come on now. A lot of people saying that about Austin Reaves, brother. Oh, my God.
No one said he was an all-star. He's still playing well,
I ain't never heard that stat.
He's still playing well,
he a
well,
good
bro.
Player? Shit.
Yeah, he's like 16, 17 points a game.
If Reeves Shepard becomes an Austin Reaves, that's a really good career.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it's going to be a lot of money.
Austin Reaves ain't no bum. He's just not an all-star, which is okay.
You know, Austin Reaves got a lot of games. He's been playing well, too.
Yeah.
Here he goes. Well, good luck to all five of them young men in the tournament. And, man, shit, if they choose to come out, go into the league. Next up, we got fan questions, March Madness edition.
This we go is crazy when we get a cold white boy, huh?
This question from West.Dakota26. Who are you guys taking? Carmelo Anthony, Syracuse Carmelo Anthony, or Michigan's Chris Webber? We're talking strictly college. And just for some reference, C-Webb's number, college numbers were 17, 10, and like 2.5 assists. And Carmelo Anthony's were 22, 10, and like 2.2 assists. So numbers not far off. Melo was the wing. C-Webb was the four. Who are y'all taking?
Melo won it. Just throw that out there.
Simple as that.
Freshman year, holla. Not even a conversation.
Not a conversation at all, brother.
Melo, easy call? Year.
Easy
call.
Me Mello. And I'm a Melo fan call. Anyway. So
me too. Yeah, I'm a C-Webb a Michigan fan too. But when it comes down to it,
but yeah, give me Melo, nah. Brother.
I ain't mad at
you. Give me Smells, man.
Next question. Gwen, 1968. The 1991 UNLV Running Rebels with Larry Johnson, Stacey Ogden, Greg Anthony, or Fab Five?
I'm going to give this one to Jaylen y'all Rose. Old asses. I was one when this shit happened.
Hey. I'm going with LJ and them and the Plastic Man. Ackles and Anderson Hunt. No, I'm going with all them.
And because they won too.
Lee Mayberry. I think it was Lee Mayberry.
No, he wasn't there yet.
Lee Mayberry wasn't there yet?
I don't think so.
Did UNLV?
That was LJ.
Anderson Hunt.
Greg Anthony. Stacey Ogden.
Greg Anthony.
And
okay, yeah.
There was one. But they Ackles. Won the chip, right?
Ackles. The Ackers. Was Ackles. Ackles. I'm going with UNLV. Just my grandma was different.
He was a monster. I'm just going the other side. I'm gonna go with Michigan and that squad because you know shit.
They was nice too.
Juwan Howard, the boys are nice. But yeah, I mean that UNLV. Actually, no, I'm not. My bad, Webb. I'm going with UNLV. Them motherfuckers is just cold. They was tough.
Stacey Auburn.
They was tough. Next up, Red INC C4U2. I don't know what the fuck all that means, but. Long name. What team used to be the powerhouse in the tournament that people under 30 don't know? Who used to be a monster in the tournament? I mean, those Duke teams were always good. I mean, each team we mentioned, you know, Michigan had their run. UNLV had their run.
I got one. Arkansas with Scottie Thurman and Carlos Williamson them.
Yeah, I think UCLA beat them, right? I think UCLA beat them on the way to the national championship with Ed O'Bannon and them in 95.
Florida, back-to-back champions.
Mike Miller and Udonis.
Al Horford.
Joakim Noah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those are tough teams. Oh, yeah.
Corey Brewer was on that team.
Yeah. Those are some nice ones. Last but not least, Jimmy Bones, 1503. How good was Duke's Jason Williams? Do y'all know? You want to leave it to me? He was my year. Jason Williams would have been a perennial. He would have been a perennial NBA All Star. Perennial NBA All Star. He was 6'3" with bounce, mid range, 3-pointer, a dog on defense. Like Jason Williams would have been a problem in the NBA, and he's someone I want to get on the show too because I don't think people realize how good he was. Like we saw him firsthand in the regular season and the tournament. That motherfucker was a killer.
He never got back right after the motorcycle accident.
I think he was a number two pick in the draft, if I'm not mistaken. I want to say too, he did like a, what was the show Amar Shah used to do? Inside Stuff. He did a show like that where he pulled up, and someone's going to pull this up. Maybe Dylan find this clip. He pulled up to an interview on a motorcycle, and he even spoke on how the team said they didn't want him on a motorcycle. He ends up crashing the motorcycle and never being the same after that, man. So
he never played after that?
I don't know if he ever – I think he did play some more, Jack. I just don't think he ever got back to what he was. He was never the same after that injury. Yeah. So, but he was number two pick in the draft, national champion. Like, people need to go look up the black Jason Williams from Duke because he was cold. Man, shout out to Kyrie Irving for one of the most incredible game winners you will ever see. It was a left-handed runner over Jokic from the free throw line for game.
I'm not on social media, so I ain't see it.
Oh, Jack, it was just one of the most beautiful things you'll ever see, bro.
Kleba looking in for Irving. Irving for the win! Oh, my!
Just one of the most beautiful things. And I mean, it leads me to think that, you know, arguably him, I put him and Kobe probably the two most skilled, talented players we've ever seen. But just Kyrie was absolutely incredible.
I got to put him over Cole, man.
You think skill-wise? You would put him over Cole? Yeah.
That motherfucker 5'11", posting motherfuckers up.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, that's I'm not mad. I think you can.
Somebody on ESPN was saying recently, though, that the Mavericks didn't have no post game. They guards don't have no post game. And they got two of the best post guards in the whole league.
Right.
Motherfuckers just be talking. I don't know what they talking.
Dame tweeted after that shot that Kyrie is the most skilled motherfucker ever, bruh. So I think a lot of people are agreeing with you, Boog. He was just tough. Who are you guys? Did you guys give me your top three most skilled players of all time?
Kyrie Irving, Kobe Bryant, Kevin Durant.
Ooh.
I'm going Kyrie Irving, Kobe Bryant, Tim Duncan.
Mm. I'm going to call it Kyrie, Kobe, and Steph.
Mm. No Joel?
Yeah, Joel's tough.
Top five for sure.
Killer. Yeah, he's a real life.
Top five for sure.
Shit, Bug, if you would have got to run your career the way you were supposed to run your career, you would definitely be in a top five. You was doing all this shit that Joel and Jokic was doing back then, dropping 50-point triple-double, so want to make sure you motherfuckers know about that.
My handle wasn't as tight as Joel's, though.
It wasn't as.
Oh, no, bro.
But I think, well, what it is, I think it's a different time. I think not even to your defense, because you still had a solid handle, but you were just doing point forward shit. Now he's doing more guard shit. So if the game was where it is today, I feel like you would have had that type of handle too. You was just running more of a Magic Johnson strong ball point type center type game. Right. But yeah, no.
There wasn't a lot of ISOing back then either, so it wasn't necessarily You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I ain't going to get into it. Yeah.
Real quick, before we get out of here, shout out to our brother Eddie House and his son, Jalen, who led New Mexico to the NCAA tournament. He was the Mountain West MVP. There was a viral moment where his son just went to work.
House with five. House off blast for two. And it's a two-possession game.
I remember little Jalen, man, being around the locker room with the Clippers, and then there's photos of him out there as a youngster with KG in there when Eddie played for Boston. So I love being able to see, like, our you know, the guys we grew, you know, the guys we play in the league with, their sons and this next generation of Hoopers, man. So definitely shout out to E House.
Is that Mike Bibby's nephew, Jalen?
Yeah, yeah, because that's Chauncey's son. Yeah, it's Chauncey's son.
Yeah, okay.
You definitely remember. He was definitely around. Also want to shout out, man, I just saw, you could hate if you want people out there, but Kim K and her Skims, man, them shits is taking over. They had some of the top college players on the cover of Slam just recently in Skims, and she's made her way into the various leagues. I mean, so shout out her. And then also want to shout out my dog, JJ Redick, as he announced him and LeBron are doing a new podcast, man. So I think I was excited for, obviously, JJ, because that's my guy. And then, everyone wants to hear Bron talk. But it just also made me think, like, media is changing, man. Media is changing. And it's so player-driven, player-heavy now that it's going to be tough for other people out here to eat pretty soon if you're not a former player.
They've been getting over too long, bro. Yeah, I love that. Facts, these motherfuckers have ruined a lot of careers with, you know, personal bias.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Did Bron and JJ play together?
No.
No, I just think. Okay. I remember when we were at ESPN. I remember Bron a few times sent some tweets out and had a lot of respect for the way JJ was talking and moving. But Boogie, it's funny you said that the media bias that one person that comes in particular is Russell Westbrook. I feel like the media Absolutely. Fucked up his image. I don't think it was him at all. Because if you know him, you love him, you fuck with him, you respect him. But the media, the clowns like Skip Bayless out there that continue to talk and disrespect. And then the media, I mean, you know, fans that aren't well educated on the game will follow along in suit. So I think that's a perfect example of someone who, you know, if you ask his peers, a lot of love and respect. His media perception or his outside perception is definitely deterred by the way the media has kind of painted him over the last handful of years.
I agree.
Make sure you check out Tim Thomas this week. Arguably one of the greatest high school players of all time. Definitely had a good time sitting down with him, I think last month in New York. So make sure you guys enjoy that. You can catch this episode on All the Smoke Productions YouTube and the DraftKings Network. Boogie, appreciate your time.
Appreciate y'all boys, man. Yes, sir. Always.
Jack.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, bro.
Y'all boys hold it down, and we'll see you guys next week.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.